Hey guys, my name's Adam. I'm the head coach at Copper State Fit. Our purpose is to educate, entertain, and inspire you to lead a fit and healthy lifestyle. We hope that by sharing our client stories and providing you with tools, tips, and information that you can apply, that you'll seize the opportunity by turning thought into action. Stick around till the end and we'll provide you with the next steps that you can take, along with helpful links in the show notes. That said, thank you in advance for listening and enjoy the show.
This is Adam, head coach and owner of Copper State Fit. We are here today on episode 15 with Travis Rouse, who's got an incredible story to share with you guys. This is another case study that we're going to do. Travis is about at the midway point of his journey. We've been working together for the last several months now, and he's already down 40 pounds. And we're going to talk about like how he did it, how he's gotten there, what some of the struggles have been, what were some of the frameworks and lessons that he's learned that have been helpful along the way, but also what's coming next and what's coming after the fact. So Travis, welcome on to the CSF podcast, brother.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Well, let's learn a little bit about you, my man. Where are you from originally?
Well, originally I'm from a small town in Nebraska, Wakefield, Nebraska, currently living in Lincoln. I've been in Lincoln since 2006. And as I, you know, found out, you had quite a few people from the Nebraska area that you've worked with in the past. So it's kind of feels good to be a part of that number, I guess.
Yeah. You know? I think we owe that to Amber, who I think was actually how Valerie, your wife, found out about us. And of course, then how you found out about us as well. But I forget which episode Amber is on the podcast, but she's definitely been on as well. And we think we have to owe that to her. But yeah, a lot of people right there in your neck of the woods. So what do you do for work out there in Nebraska?
I work all across the country. I'm a senior project manager in the robotics and automation industry. So kind of on the road quite a bit and, you know, lots of travel. That's kind of, you know, what I do.
Okay. And I think pulling some strings out of that right now, like you said, you travel a lot and a lot of people struggle when it comes to like eating right and exercise on the road. So tell me, what's your secret for that?
Planning. You have to plan. You always have to plan no matter what. Always think ahead before wherever you're going. Take a look, see what's out there and plan. I can't stress that enough, because if you don't plan, you're going to make some pretty bad decisions when it comes to food.
Totally. I think a lot of what you're doing when you're planning, and you're telling me this on our weekly check-in call, but you're like looking ahead at the hotel, checking out, like, do they have a fridge? You know, what grocery stores are around there? What restaurants are around there? You know, what gyms are nearby? Does the hotel have a gym? Is there a gym that I can go to? So like you said, just really kind of like getting the lay of the land before you even head out, so you know exactly what you're getting into. So I think it's tough. It makes it challenging. But like you said, I think planning is super important. So when you're not working, you're not traveling, dude, what are your hobbies? What are your interests? What do you like to do for fun?
One of my favorite things is hiking. I love to hike, love to just even drive through the mountains. That's another thing, road tripping through the mountains and golfing, and my newfound passion, CrossFit.
Not right. That's yeah. Awesome, dude. And you just finished up. Was it your first CrossFit Open? Is that right?
It was. Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome, man. What was that like?
It was an experience. You really humbled yourself going through CrossFit Open. But you know, the best part about that is going through the open, allowing yourself to go through the workouts, whether it's scaled or RX, knowing that, you know, you're a part of a community, no matter what ranking you get, submit your scores and find out, because, you know, if it's not CrossFit, it's something else. You want to find your baseline, because how are you going to get better if you don't know that baseline? That was the biggest thing. And you got to set the ego aside.
Yeah, 100%. And the cool thing is too, because you'll be able to next year, I'm sure you're probably going to do the open next year. You'll be able to see like, all right, where did I rank this year? Where am I going to rank next year? And that's another metric. Like you said, having a baseline to say, okay, well, here's how fit I am compared to the field this year. And here's how fit I am this year. And you can see yourself making those improvements year over year. So that's a great thing to have. And even repeating those workouts, you know, like, you know, one of them had double unders in there, and that sometimes is like, oh crap, like I'm stuck because I can't do these, right? But who knows, dude, next year you're probably like, all right, I've got double unders now, so let me give this a try and see if I can do this.
Yeah, my double unders were single unders this year. So
see, there you go.
Improvement for next.
So CrossFit's kind of the newfound hobby, love hiking. What is it that gets you motivated? Like, what makes you tick, man? What are you all about?
The stuff that really makes me tick is, you know, just continuous improvements, you know, always wanting to better myself, always wanting to, you know, find that next thing that's going to make me better mentally and physically. And with these newfound favorite things that I'm doing, hiking's always been a favorite of mine. But something with CrossFit that I've noticed is that a lot of that combines into the stuff that I'm working on within myself. And that's the mental side and the physical side. And really, that's the stuff that really gets me ticking, just because it also helps me not only in the gym, but it helps me in my personal life and it helps me in my work life to be able to, you know, have some of that balance.
Yep. And as long as I've known you, man, you've been always on a self-improvement journey, whether it be on the mental side, whether it be on the physical side, or both of them combined. And it's been fun knowing you, you know, throughout the years, you know, even prior, we're just watching the improvements that you've made. So speaking of, you know, self-improvements and journeys, before you and I started working together, before we got connected and tied up, like, what would you say are the three biggest frustrations or problems? Like, what were some of the challenges you were facing?
Some of the challenges that I really had were when I had a fitness journey prior to this, and I had worked with a coach that really kind of let things go to the wayside after I was done hitting my goal, and that was natural bodybuilding. And so I went from this up and down ebb and flow of bulking, cutting, and that really took a toll on me mentally, because after I got done with my show, I put on a lot of weight, and I just kept telling myself, I'll put on weight, the more I eat, the more I can lift, right? And I was always just in this disguise mode of like, hey, as long as I'm big, I can just lift big, and that's really not the case, right? You know, it's really having to be able to have the control of my food and having control of my life in general. So that was one of the biggest struggles that I had going into it, where I was dropping some of the weight, but I was always in this flux of telling myself that I could do a cut and a bulk on my own. But that's not the case.
So how bad did things get, Travis? Like, what was your weight up to?
I got up to upwards right after there. It was, you know, in the 270 mark.
Yeah.
Is where I'd gotten back to. Now, before I'd started the whole journey, I could take it back even further, where I was at one point, I was 375 almost.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, I want people to hear that again. Like, you were 375 and have lost weight all the way down to actually doing like bodybuilding shows, you know, stage lean, but then kind of rebounded after that whole thing and back up, like you said, into the 270s. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I had gotten back down to about the 240, kind of hovered there. And then I was traveling a lot, just using the excuse of I'm traveling, I can't eat right. And then that's when, you know, Val had been working with you, my wife Val had been working with you, and I was kind of in this mode where I don't need help. I don't, you know, I can do this on my own. I can see what other people are doing. But then the realization kicked in of, I'm not getting any healthier. I need to do this for longevity. As I get older, I need to find something that I can do, not just as, I don't want to even call it a diet, right? Diet to me are short term. I want to do this as a lifestyle change, mm-hmm. and do this for life. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was really important for me to connect with you and say, okay, I've got these goals, whether they're crazy or not, you know, in my head, they didn't sound crazy. And to meet with you, to put together a plan, right? And when I came to you, I was at that just above 260 mark.
Yeah.
And when I had come and talk to you about, you know, what can we do?
Well, what would you say? Like you said, you're thinking, I don't know if I really need the help. I got this. I can do it on my own. You know, a lot of people go through that, but that realize that, like, you know what, I really need help. And that's really kind of a, you know, putting the ego aside, like you had said a little bit earlier with regard to even like doing the CrossFit mm-hmm. Open, but sometimes putting the ego aside and letting somebody who's the professional kind of help guide you through it, right? Like, you still have to do the work. So technically you are doing it, but at least having someone there that can kind of put the stepping stones one in front of the other to help you get across, right? So what would you say the biggest impact that getting back, you know, gaining that weight back, getting to 270, what were some of the biggest impacts or problems that that was having on your personal life or professional life?
Well, with that came a lot of depression with it. And I was just trying to, you know, try to stay positive in a depressed state where I felt like, okay, if I smile, I'm doing okay, but that's not the case. And with that depression came this hidden, it was like a hidden smile, or it was just trying to mask it. And, you know, doing that affects my personal life, my work life. So that really just sparks everything else to then kind of spiral down. So depression was a big impact, you know, in my life. And then on the food side, that was huge, because if I have anxiety and my depression's high, I'm automatically going to the refrigerator. I'm automatically going to go get food. I'm just going to cover it up with food. You know, what's going to make me feel better in the short term? Yeah, maybe I have, you know, half a pizza. That'll make me feel better, you know, but that's just not the case.
So you found yourself using food to kind of cover up some of that depression and anxiety. Do you think that was that depression, anxiety that you were feeling kind of almost like self-loathing from having let yourself go back, or were there other things there too, or where do you think that was stemming from?
Well, absolutely. I was in this victim state. I was in this state of, I'm a victim. Something's got a hold of me, and I'm going to find whatever I can to blame it on, because everybody else is causing this to happen. And that's just not, you know, I understanding that, you know, in the state where I'm at right now, I had to get out of that. I had to tell myself to get out of that state. I've been down that path before, and recognizing that and telling myself, like, I can't play the victim in this journey.
Yeah. And let's just hypothetically say, I mean, I'm sure you probably thought about this back when, but if nothing changed and things stayed the same, like, how do you feel that would have impacted you, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally, if everything stayed the same?
Yeah, I mean, it would have just gone down the hill. I mean, that just leads to an early grave, is what that does. I mean, just telling it like it is, I mean, that's where it goes. You look at, you know, people that this happens to, you know, just in general, that, you know, not saying that it would happen tomorrow, you know, a year from now, 10 years from now, but it just leads to an earlier grave and a more miserable time getting there.
Yeah.
You know, the journey to get to that end point is miserable. And I didn't want that. I didn't want the misery. I want, you know, what's going to create happiness? That's going to be myself.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of stuff that inward I had to take a look at.
Yeah. Like,
and,
that.
You know, and coming to you for this is, you know, recognizing and understanding, you know, and that really helped.
100%. And I mean, obviously you've made a huge leap and a big change, and man, we'll talk about kind of where you're at right now compared to where you were, but what were some of the frameworks you would say, like, once we got started, maybe two or three different CSF frameworks, tools, methods, you know, mindsets that you've used that we've talked through that have helped you the most? What would you say those are?
Number one is accountability. That, first and foremost, I will say the accountability form is the one thing that you cannot deny on this thing. The questions that are asked on there, they're very simplistic questions.
Yeah.
You have to sit there and you think about it. You know, what went right this week? What went wrong this week and why? You know, and you have to sit back and then answer these questions. What did go right this week? You know, and what did go? Even if you had a great week, you still think about it. What went wrong this week? You know, what is something that didn't happen the way that I wanted it to? And how did I react to it? You know, because a lot of people don't sit and think about some of that other stuff because there's always room for the improvement, right? You know, so yeah, you can have these great weeks where everything goes right. But then what went wrong? Maybe it isn't anything major, but maybe it's sit back and you think about that thing that may have affected somebody else that went wrong. And then
I love that. And it's funny because I don't think anyone's talked about that before, but I know that you're pretty good about like actually detailing those things out. I do have some clients that would just like quickly go through and like one worders or this or that, but you actually do put thought into that. And like you said, not only is it like, okay, I had a great week, but where can I improve? What were some of the things that didn't go quite as well? But if you had a bad week, it's like, well, it wasn't all bad. I'm sure there was something that went good. So what went well and how can we actually build on that? And not only that, but like the questions in the accountability form that you submit weekly talking about like what obstacles or roadblocks do you see ahead? And those are a lot of times where we get to have the conversations about, well, I'm traveling this week. Here's where I'm going. And sometimes we'll, you know, spitball back and forth like, okay, where are we going? What's that look like? What's your game plan? And if you've got one, great. If not, we kind of work one through them together. I love that. That's cool. So what else? What's maybe one or two more things or frameworks, mindsets or whatnot that have helped you so far?
Well, spun off from the accountability form is the weekly check. I like to make the most out of the weekly check-in. They're not always going to be the greatest. They're not always going to be, you know, sometimes it's like, I don't want to have the conversation this week. I don't want to talk about it this week. But those are the weeks that you really need to talk about it. Those are the weeks that you really need to have the hard conversation. It's easy to have a good conversation, but it's those conversations that are hard to say, okay, on the accountability form, everything that happened over this last week, you know, how does that culminate into the weekly call to say, okay, this is how we were this last week. What are we going to do moving forward to the next week? And, you know, and I think recently on the weekly calls where you've had it, I really like the addition of adding in, you know, the different things. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do, you know, by the end of the week? And then what are you going to do, you know, by the time we talk this next week? You know, just some things to think about, you know, like, what are you going to do today by the end of today? You know, that's going to help put you in a better position by the time you want to reach that goal by the end of today. You know, what's your goal today and how are you going to achieve that for the remainder?
I like that you picked that up too, because that's something that, you know, we're always improving too as coaches. And it's something I learned from another coach of, you know, giving you a quick win and other clients a quick win. And I like to call that first step, next step, right? It's first step is what can you do either right after we get off this call or before the day is over that is going to knock down domino number one for you to feel that quick win of like, all right, I got this done and I'm building momentum. And then what are the next steps that follow after that? So you can keep that momentum going until we have our next check-in. So I love how you put that together. And like you said, a lot of clients think that like they're going to get scolded or like ridiculed, reprimanded. It's like, oh, you did bad, shame on you. Like the check-in call is actually sometimes when you've had a bad week to like help pick you up off the ground, dust you off and be like, dude, you're okay. Let's go. You know, and move forward. And it's the exact opposite. It's like not there to shame you, but to like help you through it. So I love that you pointed that out.
And I would say the third thing is on the app, the food tracking and just the tracking in general on a daily basis of, you know, making sure that you're getting water in, making sure that you're tracking your food and then your workouts, you know, through the app.
Got it.
Which yeah, I mean, I'm probably not the greatest at adding my workouts in, but it's great for the food tracking.
That's okay. Travis, you're not the only one, dude. Like I'm telling you, if like we'd get all the clients to log their workouts. So I know, like, are you doing your workouts or not? Yeah, I had a great workout last week. I'm like, well, I didn't see anything. But anyways, but yeah, man, just having that there is a visual to kind of like, all right, am I on track? Am I doing the right thing? And that kind of removes the guesswork, would you say? Like, it's like,
yeah,
am I eating enough? Because for you now, you're training, you joined the CrossFit gym, you're training, and we've got to make sure that you're fueled enough so that your hunger doesn't go through the roof. And then you're back in the kitchen hunting down something to fill up on, right? So are we eating enough? Are we getting enough protein? And then the habit trackers that are in there as well. So you can kind of see, like, I think a lot of times what's really interesting is how we feel we're doing with something isn't always exactly how it is. Sometimes we think we're doing worse than we are, and sometimes we think we're doing better than we are. And having that objective, like you said, checking off my water goal or checking off like a fruit and veggie or whatever that habit is that we're working on, we can actually go back and look and objectively see, like, all right, in the last 30 days, how many times did I miss or how many times did I get my water goal, right? And we might think like, oh man, I'm doing so good and get my hydration every day. And then we go back and we look, we're like, well, in the last 30 days, you got like 22 days and we missed the last 8. And you're like, oh crap. Like, I didn't realize I missed that many, right? So that's awesome, man. I appreciate you kind of going through those. So you said the accountability form, kind of going through, opening up the mind and starting to think through that on a mental side. You said the weekly check-in call and, you know, having that accountability, but also somebody there that's another set of eyes and another set of ears to kind of help navigate through challenges and problems. And then you just said the app so that we kind of have a clear like path and we know without a shadow of a doubt, it just objectifies everything. Are we doing good? Right?
Yeah.
Cool. Dude, let's talk about some results so far, which you've gotten some killer results. So you started above 260 and now we're sitting in the low 220s. So over 40 pounds that we've dropped so far. Okay. Let's talk about that. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. It's been great. You know, I think the difference here is losing the weight in a manner of not just quit dieting and losing the weight to lose the weight quickly, but losing the weight more of for lifestyle sustainability and making sure that I keep the weight and not go back to this mentality of I'm just meant to be a big person, because that mentality is just going to get me right back to this recommend effect of going back to, you know, gaining the weight and going back. So it's really just keeping the repetition, making more of a lifestyle change than it is just a diet.
Absolutely. And I like kind of what you said about the lifestyle thing, but another, just a mind shift to have for those that are out there listening is think about the person you want to become, right? Like for you, Travis, it's like, who's the Travis I want to be, right? Like you had mentioned, I want to be physically active. You know, I want to be doing CrossFit, you know, I want to be eating healthy, right? Like in all those things. And there's a certain weight that comes with that and a body fat percentage that comes with that. But really less about thinking about the outcome that we're chasing and pretending, like even in your mind, like foreshadowing and thinking about, all right, let's fast forward. Let's say I'm there. I'm that Travis. I'm doing all those things. What does that look like? Okay. Well, I'm probably going to bed at a certain hour, waking up at a certain hour, closing the laptop sometimes from work, right? To compartmentalize that. You know, I'm getting to the gym, doing my CrossFit workouts, getting enough protein, like all of the things that I'm doing when I'm that Travis. Well, cool. Let's just do that now, right? Let's be that guy now. And when you're that guy, before you're that guy, like that's what gets us to where we want to be. And furthermore, that's what keeps us there, right? Because that's what we weren't chasing that external goal. Like I talk a lot about intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation, like intrinsic being like, you're motivated by actually doing the thing. Like, man, I feel so good when I get my workouts. I enjoy the foods that I'm eating. Right? Like I have fun meal prepping, you know, because I look forward to eating these foods. those are the intrinsic motivators that keep you going versus the extrinsic, the external of like, I want to hit this goal. Well, the reason 95% of people gain the weight back after they lose it is because, well, once you hit that goal, if that was the motivator, now you're there. Now what? Like, there's nothing left to motivate you anymore because you hit the goal. You crossed the finish line. It's like running that marathon. You ran the race. All right, cool. Got the medal, got the t-shirt. Cool. Now what? Right? Cool, brother. Well, let's talk about how, I mean, you mentioned some depression, right? Early on, you talked about some of the victim mentality. So let's talk about how, not only how did that impact you physically, you're feeling better, you're friggin' doing CrossFit Open. Well, let's talk about the mental, you know, how mental, emotional, and how that's impacted you as well, dropping 40 pounds already.
Well, from a mental side, I feel like I'm able to actually make better decisions, whether it be, you know, in my home life, my work life. I'm able to actually sit down and I'm not worried about so much the anxiety and the depression and over, you know, overcome by this cloudiness. It's more clear thinking and being able to understand what I need to do to stay in that place, you know, whether it's writing it down, just trying to, you know, remember it up here in the head. But I have a lot more room up here now to think about those things and capture those things in my head to say, I can make better decisions. And I can recognize things better in life too, to say, I can make a better decision. You know, it, like in the room, you walk into a room and being able to read a room, you know, it's just a little bit, you're not, you know, overcome by that cloudiness. So it's just a lot more clear.
That's great. I like what you said there too, about you have more room up here mentally, up in your head, right? It's almost like you kind of evicted some of those old thoughts, right? To make the room for some of the positivity instead of the victim mentality, the victor, like you said, being able to think positive and not just smile because you think that's what happiness is, but like smile to almost be infectious and contagious and have other people reciprocate some of that back. So that's cool, man. Well, what would you say? Let's talk a little future pacing here. What are maybe the top three lessons that you've learned so far at this point in the journey, or maybe some of like false beliefs that you had before, like some of the things that were like, you just couldn't get rid of, false beliefs, mindsets? What are some new beliefs, new frames that you have? And what would you want someone to know who's right where you were that's listening to this right now? Or how about this? Let's think of Travis, day one, starting 40 pounds plus. What are three lessons that you want Travis to know right now who's starting out?
First, you always have to trust the process. You have to be able to go in and trust that the process is going to work, that you have to allow yourself to engage into the process and trust that it's going to work. And when you're going into that, one thing that I would say is part of something that you have to do when you're getting into it is you can't be timid. You have to commit with that process. So not only do you have to trust that process, but you have to commit to it. And you have to be in that mentality, that mindset to say, all right, this is what I want and whatever your why is. But when you're going into it, you have to commit and trust that process is going to be. Because that is the only way that is going to be.
Got it.
And because if you're timid with it, it's just, you know, you're always going to hesitate.
Yeah.
And don't give yourself a plan B. Your plan A is like, this is what I have. This is my plan A. I don't have a plan B. Yeah. I'm gonna burn all my ships because there's no getting out of it.
I love that, dude. I love that. Burn the boats, burn the ships. That's one of my favorite quotes of like all time that you just said right there. So no plan B, man. This is it. That's great. So, I mean, or some of those false beliefs, man, that were up there in the head before that you had, or maybe some new beliefs or mindsets that you now have.
Well, some of the false beliefs, the big one is that I can do this on my own. I can, you know, I absolutely know everything that there is. I've gone down a path of, you know, I've done bodybuilding, and I've been to the gym. I know what I need to do. That might be so, and that might be right for anybody. But whether you're at my level, professional level, wherever you're at, there are people that are always, you need to surround yourself with those people, right? The team, you need to surround yourself with support, because even your professionals that are in any career, they always have somebody that's helping guide them down there, or they have the advisor, they have the trainer, they have the, you know, somebody that's always there. So the disbelief was that I could do this on my own. Mm-hmm. And that's just not, I'm the one that has to do the work, but I also have to put a supporting cast around me to say that in these bad times, I'm still going to have a supporting group to say, all right, you know, I'm busting my tail, I'm doing this, and this group behind you, whether that support is positive or sometimes you feel like it's negative, their supporters are going to tell you how it is. Those true supporters are going to say, you're messing up. You're not doing the right thing. You're not doing what you need to do to get to the next level, you know, but they understand your goals. They understand what it is that you're trying to achieve. So that's like the supporting cast, right? That's your support team. Your support team is not always going to tell you, sometimes what you want to hear, you know, but they're going to tell you what you need to hear.
100%. So, I like that.
So that was the disbelief, is doing this on my own.
I love that. Like you said, the supporting cast, a coach, a mentor, a guide, even other people around you. I think a lot of times people who start this journey, Travis, you tell me if you agree with this, but are sometimes even afraid to share with others that they're starting such a process or journey because they've tried it so many times before. They're almost afraid to tell everybody because the fear of failure, right? They're like, you know, if I tell somebody else I'm starting the weight loss journey again, they're probably going to be like, okay, yeah, all right, Travis, sure, buddy. Like, you know, and truth be told, there's probably a lot of internal self-doubt as well of you even telling yourself that, like, here we go again on this journey, and your own internal thoughts of like, okay, yeah, right, Travis, like, been down this road before. So almost just turning over to someone else, like you said, you still got to do the work. And it's not always easy, which I'd love to like kind of segue into that in just a second here, but like, you're doing all the work, but let me outsource some of the decision-making to someone else so that all I have to do is execute and not necessarily think through all the decisions, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Let's talk about gets tough, right? I mean, 40 pounds down, you know, we're climbing Mount Everest here. We're halfway up. It's getting hard, right? We're starting to, the air is thin up here, right? It's harder and harder. We look back, we're like, man, I've come a long way, but you look up and you're like, I still got a lot to, you know, a lot ahead of me. I have a long way to go. What keeps you going when you get to those spots? And talk about some of those hard times, because I think other people need to hear that.
Yeah. The biggest thing is, and it's way easier said than done, is staying positive. Just, I don't know how much more to say. You just have to stay positive through the process. There's a lot more, I would say, I'm not going to say negative days, but there's a lot more hard days than there are going to be soft days with it, just because you're going to have to go through those hard times in order to make yourself better. You know, people that are in it to make themselves better, they're not sitting back on the couch. They're not sitting down, you know, not doing anything. They're not just, you know, hanging out, you know, all the time. Not saying that people can't do that, but that you can't base your life around doing that. And that's, you know, that's where some of that negativity, to me, the way I view it, that's where it come in. Like, positivity to me is more of like getting out, doing the work, and making it happen. Like, in your head, you're going to tell yourself, like, I need to do A, B, and C today, and write those out. Write down what it is that you need to do. Give yourself a checklist. Make it easier on yourself. You know, take some of that thought out of it, and write the things down that you need to get done, because you need to allow yourself to open up your brain to get the work done. You know, you don't want to have the chaos of, what do I need to do next? Well, you already have it written down, because now your mind is going to be open to say, all right, now I need to do the work. and just staying positive with that, because the more that you can forge forward, is it's going to help that positivity, right? And with that, positivity can just be as infectious as negativity, and people will see that, you know. Because and I've noticed that too. Like when I'm going around, it's a lot more people will smile at, you know, instead of just like it comes, you know, into a room. It's more of a greeting, say hi, you know. People are more cheerful around you, so it can be just as infectious as negativity. That's so staying positive is huge.
Yeah, that optimism that you carry, because I mean, there's going to be weeks, Travis, and we've had several of those where it's like, you know, the weight in inches are dropping. Awesome, we're you know, checking the boxes, doing all the things that we're supposed to do. Then there's those weeks where, dude, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, but like, wheat's maybe stuck or not budging, right? And that's where you have to go back to that internal motivation, like you just said, the optimism of like having the faith and believing, of trusting the process and committing to the process, and just knowing, like, I think, you know, some of you out there might have heard or have heard of Alex Hormozi before, but he actually has a quote, and I'm going to botch it here, but it's like, there, I can't fail if I don't quit. And ultimately, like, that's it. Like, that's the only real failure, is quitting. And so it's like, cool, I'm just head down, check the boxes, do what I'm supposed to do, have the positivity, commit to the process, and know that optimistically, all right, boom, I'm going to have breakthrough. And then all of a sudden you're like, cool, I'm on the other side of it. Oh man, that was tough. I don't know what happened, but all right, cool. I broke through to the next phase or the next plateau.
And this journey is, I can compare it a lot to going on a long hike. When you're going on a longer hike, and Val and my wife and I have done a few 14ers where you have false summits, right? You're hiking and then you hit a false summit and you're like, all right, well, there's still that journey that I've got to go. But you're thinking like, all right, the relief is going to be there.
Yep.
You're there, but you're not there.
Yes.
So you're on to the next. So it's kind of this comparison that I have with hiking.
That's a great analogy, because you look up and you see it, and you're like, all right, there's the top, and you get there, you're like, nope, that's not the top. Well, what tools, tips, or resources of ours have you maybe retooled, tweaked, or made some of your own from?
I would say, again, going back to the accountability form. I'm going to go back to that because I just love the accountability. For me, I've actually incorporated that into my job. I actually I use that as part of my job, because accountability, we can use it across the board, right? So I've just revamped it to reuse that within my work structure. It's a biweekly basis for the teams that I work with out on my projects, for the accountability in different situations to make sure that they're getting done with what these teams need to get done with. So, and it's actually works very well in my monthly meetings. So on some of these, I can actually use that again. I mean, they're, to me, I think that's the greatest tool ever.
that is cool, man. So you're out there in the workforce tweaking and retooling the accountability form for, you know, some of your job site employees that are kicking back, like, what I do, what went well, what didn't go so well. First step, next step, all that stuff, huh? So
yeah, and you can use it in all facets. You really can.
Yeah. How cool.
But that would be the biggest methodology tool that I use outside, you know, because most of the tools and methods that I do use, I use on a daily basis. So already I incorporate them on a daily basis, I would say. So I would say most of the, you know, I utilize the recipes that you have as well.
Okay, cool.
So there's some really good stuff that you have out there. And they're amazing, especially if you can't decide, like, what am I going to have? Well, I'm just going to look it up, you know?
Yeah.
See what we can
have. I love that. Got to thank my wife, Renee, for that, man. And I'm lucky enough to, you know, have her as my personal chef, if you will. So, and she knows how to make them taste amazing and yet still be calorie and macro friendly. So that's awesome.
You know, and to add to that, you know, I just want people to understand as well that you don't have to sacrifice the you know, when you're starting to go on a journey, a lot of people think, you know, I'm going to have to eat chicken and rice. I'm going to have to eat, you know, whatever it is, these bland foods. And that's just not the case. Mm-hmm. You know, I think more people are going to realize that maybe they're not even eating enough. And, you know, they think that they have to really cut back on the food. They've got to work out more, cut back on the food. And, you know, they might even realize, like, I can't fit in all the food.
Yeah.
Totally. You know? So I just...
The volume of food, when it's mainly like low processed whole foods, is pretty overwhelming for most people. You know? So cool, dude. Well, what's next, man? Like, what's kind of the long term vision, the big goal, that the big scary hairy goal that's out there for you that you're aiming for?
My big goal, I'm putting it out there, right? This is kind of my my 5-year plan. I know we talked about it. I want to be at one of the top 40 in my age division at the CrossFit Games.
Dude, that's freaking awesome. That's awesome. I love that you put it out there, because you know what? That's what makes you chase that goal, man. It's like lighting the fire. You heard it here first, folks. 5-year plan, the top 40 of your age division for CrossFit. So I love that, brother. Well, dude, we're going to be here for you, rooting you on the whole time. We've got to get you in tip-top shape so that we can make that happen. And I hope to be there rooting you on when that day comes as well. Anything that you want to add? Any questions that you got for me? Anything else you want to add before we wrap things up, Travis?
I just want to add, if this gets the video, I am wearing a shirt that I was not able to wear at last year's CrossFit Games. So I'm wearing a shirt. It fits, and it's baggy.
That's cool. So the shirt you have on right now was the one you said you bought at the CrossFit Games last year that you couldn't fit into. Is that right?
This is the one I bought in 2022.
Okay.
And I was going to wear it to the 2023 CrossFit Games. I brought it with. I got to the hotel not even thinking. I was like, well, I'm just going to wear it, right? We're going to the games. And I put it on. I was in the hotel. I was like, it doesn't even fit.
Whoa.
And I was like, talk about a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Talk about a feeling where you're like, something has to change.
Yeah.
Something has to, you know, and especially you're going into this area, this arena where everybody around you is going to be, you know, this really good shape. But, you know, I didn't let it get me down. It was still like, I've got to be able to, because at that time, that's when we were really starting to get going, and we were just kind of getting started. And I was like, okay, you know, these are eye-opening things that I need to pay attention to, where I don't want to go back there.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel that way again, you know? And it's like, okay, well, how do I make these everyday changes? Not new.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so anyway, that's why
you're in the shirt that you bought in 2022, 2023, tried it on, didn't fit. Now you're wearing it and it's even a little bit, there's some room in there for you, right?
Yep. Yeah, my goal is, because this is an extra large, my goal is by the 2024 game, when I go down there, I'm going to be fitting a lower. That's my goal.
Love it. Love it, brother. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you taking the time to jump on here, talk about your journey, about some of the mental struggles, some of the depression, the victim mindset, talk through some of the frameworks like the accountability form, the check-in call, and the app, as well as some of the tools and resources that you've kind of tweaked on your own, like you said, with the accountability form itself. So thank you, dude, for hopping on here with us. We're 40 pounds down. We're halfway up that mountain. We're going to keep going, and we'll probably schedule another one of these once we hit that goal, so we can kind of circle back and look at it. How's that sound?
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, and I just got to say thank you too, for, you know, getting me to where I'm at right now. And you know, I put in the work, but, you know, you're the supporting cast. You know, you're part of that supporting cast, and it's been a tremendous, tremendous help.
Awesome. Well, it's my pleasure, bro, especially when you're putting in the work that you do. It's a lot easier to work with a client who's putting in the work that you're putting in right now, brother. So thank you for doing that. Well, it's been awesome, man. And have a killer day, and I'm sure we'll catch up later this week. And don't forget to set your submittability form on time.
All right. I will.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Adam, head coach at Copper State Fit. If you felt inspired by the show you just heard and feel like taking it a bit further, we'd like to help. For those of you looking to take baby steps, download our free MyFitnessPal tutorial and macro cheat sheet. Link can be found in the show notes. And for those of you that want to take a little more than a baby step, schedule a free phone consultation with us. We'll answer all your questions and provide you with personalized information. No strings attached, no obligation to buy. But if you do, we'll throw in a bonus. Mention podcast 49 in your consult notes and we'll take $49 off your first month. The only wrong decision is indecision, so pick what's right for you. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to speaking with you.